Thank you. Are there some other questions? I understand that we take a conservative route about using the unique identifier. If we don't forbid, maybe a question to you, Bill, if we don't forbid to use a unique identifier, is then that for the position of the manufacturer to use it or not, or do we, is it that we have to regulate it directly in the specific regulation to forbid or not to forbid the unique identifier? So what is meant by you by not forbidding the unique identifier? For who make that decision then?